WTAW News Time, 4 minutes after 7. The temperature is 77. Check of the Brazos Valley Weather follows the news, brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop. On Villa Maria, 2818, next to Rally Car Wash, and at East William Joe Bryan, next to the main post office. I'm Bill Oliver. College Station police report a stranger forced his way into an apartment on Harvey Road last night and attacked a resident. After a brief struggle, the victim called 911 and the suspect ran away. Victim treated at the scene for undisclosed injuries. Suspect information is online at WTAW.com. A Bryan-based contractor was not awarded two City of Bryan projects, even though they were the low bidders. It's after the City Council last night learned more about the company president serving court punishment for conspiring with the city employee to steal hundreds of thousands of dollars from the city 15 years ago.
This went beyond just trying to cheat the city. This was collusion. This went beyond just simply trying to skim money off. This was a deliberate act.
Carl Mooney seconded the motion to deny the appeal from Kerry Smith of Texcon General Contractors and award the contracts to the second lowest bidder. The only vote against the staff's recommendation came from Julie Schultz, who said Texcon's competitors had done some things she did not disclose.
And I do have maybe a little more knowledge about the backgrounds from living here a long time and being in this business.
Choosing the second lowest bidder will cost the city an additional $126,000. Bryan Small Business Owner was on Capitol Hill yesterday asking a congressional committee to adopt tax reform. Rebecca Banick, who founded Neutral Posture with her mother 29 years ago, appeared before the House Ways and Means Committee's Tax Policy Subcommittee.
Corporate America, they pay 35%, and we pay close to 49%. What they're looking at now is a 20% rate for corporations, and then the individual or the small business rate would be 25%. Which is still way better than what we're paying today.
Phoenix says committee members appreciated having three small business owners share their firsthand experiences. Four Texas A&M students from the Houston area have been arrested in a drug-related armed robbery from last week. According to the report from College Station Police, a Kingswood woman living in a fifth-floor apartment at North Point Crossing at University in Texas is accused of shooting pepper spray into the face of the victim and striking him with a hammer-like tool. Victim also struck in the head and back with an axe handle by one of the three men. A second man is accused of pointing an AR-15 rifle at him. A Bryan man remains in jail following his arrest last weekend after firing two or three shots from his handgun inside a nightclub at South College in Coulter. According to the arrest report, 30-year-old Edwin Flores Cabrera also told officers he may have drank 20 beers before firing his gun and driving away. Cabrera arrested for unlawful carrying and discharging the gun, DWI, and is being held for immigration officials. The adult children of President Trump need to get out of the White House, so says Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan. On the Infomaniacs, Flores says it's not healthy to have the Trump children as advisors.
I think they need to go out and do something else and stay outside of the administration at this point in time.
Flores says sometimes allegiance to family can be blinding and keep you from making the best decisions. WTAW News Time, 8 minutes after 7. News brought to you by Tradition Mobile One, Oil and Lube. More news after 7:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church.
Have you ever had something taken from you? We've all experienced loss at one point or another. The Bible tells us there's a thief in this life, and he comes to steal, kill, and destroy lives. But in John 10 and verse 10, Jesus says this, "I have come that you might have life, life more abundant, life bigger, and life better."
Explore more at Life Church Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
I was frustrated about my weight. Anxious, unhealthy. Just tying my shoes was a major effort.
Come on, Dad, shoot.
Now, I'm shooting hoops with my son. Do you know what that means to me and to him? It means really living instead of sitting on the sidelines. I got smaller. My world got bigger.
Could weight loss surgery at College Station Medical Center be your answer? Sign up for our next free seminar at collegestationbariatrics.com. Results may vary. Consult your physician.
Has your family outgrown your current home, or is it time for something smaller? Whether grand or quaint, Marriott Homes is here to design and build the custom home of your dreams. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott of Marriott Homes. We've been building custom homes of all sizes in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years, and we look forward to building yours. Backed by our family guarantee, Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Good morning, it's 710 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. And Brian in Navasota, let's check some weather. Sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure continues to do its job, keeping sunshine in the forecast, though there is the chance for a stray thunderstorm this afternoon. Temperatures are going to be very close to 95 later today. Maybe a shower thunderstorm through the evening, then partly cloudy overnight, warm, lows near 75. Partial sun tomorrow. We're at risk for a shower or a thunderstorm in the afternoon, a high of 95. Sunday, partly sunny, chance for a shower or a thunderstorm, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, SEC Media Days wrapped up yesterday. We've got audio from Gus Malzahn and Hugh Freeze from the event. Meanwhile, Aggie Alex Caruso has signed with the Lakers after putting on a clinic in the Summer League, and Venus Williams is hoping to secure her sixth Wimbledon title this weekend. We'll take a look at all the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So, talking about tennis, Andy Roddick has apparently thrown away all of the trophies that he won in his career in tennis.
Oh, why?
His wife named Brooklyn Decker, talking to People Magazine, said he threw away all the trophies that he's won over the years except for one, the one for the U.S. Open.
Huh.
I guess you could go digging in his trash and find a little hardware there.
That's the important one.
So did you, this is on America's First News this morning, Danny Amendola, who plays for the New England Patriots and before that, Texas Tech. And if I'm not mistaken, before that, I think he's from the Woodlands.
Hmm.
Anyhow, he has signed to become a model.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I did hear that.
The Ford Modeling Agency, which is a really big company. And apparently the first professional football player who has ever signed a modeling contract.
Mm-hmm.
So winning the gene pool and making some money.
Yeah.
Oh, look, I don't know if you saw this, too, our final little sports nugget here. I guess I can start watching the NBA because they're dropping four timeouts to speed up the game.
Oh,
they're
okay.
Eliminating four timeouts. Well, because if you ever watch the last minute of a professional basketball game,
it takes 15 minutes.
And what's TV going to do with the revenue?
I know. Lost? Well, they're just going to have to charge more for it, I guess.
I guess so.
I suppose that'll happen. They'll come up with a way for it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ravens are so smart. Did you know that?
How smart are they?
Well, I'll just tell you. Actually, here's the deal. They can apparently plan into the future, engage in bartering with other Ravens.
Ooh.
Didn't know that. Like a loan shark thing.
Yeah. Huh?
And exhibit self-control on a par that's equal to apes and actually small children. CNET.com says researchers were able to train their ravens to use a tool to open a box.
Huh.
And then after they had learned how to do that, the ravens demonstrated the ability to save that tool for opening a box in the future. And if you put a bunch of items down, they were able to pick out the tool that they used.
Wow.
Which is pretty good.
That's very impressive.
They also show the ability to wait for the best food reward. Well, they're really like us now.
Yeah.
from a number of foods that were offered, and then to trade with other birds to obtain their best food reward. So it's kind of like a kid in a lunchroom.
Yeah.
Go ahead and trade you this for that.
Yeah.
Let me have the Cheetos.
I'll give you my juice box for your sandwich or whatever.
That's exactly right.
So was that story related to Soap Opera with Swords because they got ravens that they send?
Oh, no. No, they don't. I found a story about that yesterday. Apparently, is the internet blowing up right now because people now can write their own stories or predict what's going to happen to the characters?
I haven't heard about this. I mean, people can do that on the internet and comment boards and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We'll find out. Bill, you're not a watcher, are you?
Of what?
Oh, soap opera with swords.
No.
Okay.
I haven't seen a soap opera since As the Stomach Turns.
Yeah, yeah. No, well, that's what I call, what's it called? Something of Thrones?
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, yeah.
No,
yeah.
No.
Because I, you know.
Wouldn't be prudent.
When this thing happened like 3 years ago or came out, I'm not sure when.
We have a couple of text reactions to Ravens.
Oh, tell me.
From 979-695-1620, uh-huh. Yes, but don't take your Raven grocery shopping down the cereal aisle.
Okay.
Or don't take it to town either. You'll regret it. Second comment, let me know when Ravens can do my calculus.
Oh, yeah. Well, that'd be true. Well, I can't do that yet either. If you do want to join us, you can do that. 979-695-1620, as you say. 979-695-1620. You can text us or you can call us. Driving, okay, out, and we don't have a lot of freeways. Clearly, we just have that one.
Yeah,
but that's enough around here.
It is. It's enough to
actually 2018. There should just be a plain old, good old fashioned poll. What's the worst?
Yeah, it's well, and from time to time we do see those, and we're getting more and more choke points.
Yeah,
but this not having to do with choke points. This having to do with the explanation of driving slowly in the left-hand lane.
Oklahoma's joining Texas.
Yeah, here's a little...
And not probably enforcing that law.
But then that's it. Here's the point. Here's a little story about that. Okay?
A few months ago, I took a road trip from Chicago down to New Orleans, and on the way back out, we were somewhere either in Tennessee or Missouri. I got pulled over. It's my first time getting pulled over. And it wasn't for speeding. It was because I was driving in the left lane.
So there are basically two types of drivers in the world. There are people who get really upset about all the people driving slowly in the left lane.
That's Joey. He fits in the first group.
And then there are a lot of drivers who have no idea that this is even a problem.
Yeah, that was me. Sorry about that. I don't drive much. The truth is, when drivers hang out on the left lane, it makes traffic worse and more dangerous for everybody involved. Here's what that looks like.
If you have relatively slow drivers scattered amongst the right and left lanes, faster drivers have to repeatedly slow down and weave back and forth, changing lanes many times to pass all of them. So if you're going 5 miles slower than everyone else and you're traveling in the left lane, it forces them to make dangerous moves trying to pass you on the right, which is more likely to cause an accident.
But there's a better way for traffic to flow, and that's if we only use the left lane for passing.
If all the slower drivers are in the right lane, a faster driver can pass several at once, then get back over to the right, which cuts down on the total number of lane changes and eliminates the slowdowns.
Move over or get a ticket. That's the message from state troopers to people driving too slowly in the left lane.
Some people argue that as long as they're going the speed limit, they shouldn't have to move over. But there's evidence that slowing down and changing lanes is actually more dangerous than speeding. Research has shown that the strongest predictor of an accident is variance from the average speed of traffic. And a car going 5 miles per hour slower than the surrounding traffic has a greater chance of causing an accident than one going 5 miles per hour faster. That's why every state has some law on record that restricts the use of the left lane. In 29 states, any car that's moving slower than the surrounding speed of traffic should be in the right lane. And in 11 states, the laws are stricter. They say that the left lane is only for turning or passing.
Historically, police didn't really pay that much attention to slow left lane drivers. But more recently, there have been campaigns in places like Washington, Texas, and Ohio, where police are actually issuing tickets to people they spot traveling slowly in the left lane.
The reason why I stopped you is the law in the state of Washington is keep right, except to pass.
This is something that has always been illegal and against the law here in Michigan, but now officers are rolling out this new education effort to help the public understand just what they can and they cannot do when it comes to this type of driving.
Now, it doesn't have to be this way.
A good example of this is the German Autobahn. So this is Germany's highway network, which has long stretches of road with no speed limits, and it has surprisingly low accident rates. One reason for this, some researchers think, is that German drivers are more likely to stay in the right lane for traveling and only use the left for passing.
That shared norm helps keep them safe. So, fellow drivers, I am sorry. I didn't know the rules, but I'm not alone. And if more people understand how this works, we will have much fewer traffic jams, and our roads will be a lot safer.
No, they won't. No, we won't. Because people won't do that.
Yeah. Read the signs, and they don't.
You know,
there's not enough law enforcement.
I actually got a ticket last week, I think. I didn't get a ticket. I got pulled over last week for being in the left-hand lane without passing. There was nobody hardly on the road, you know, and I wasn't going I was going, you know, a couple miles an hour over the speed limit. So I was on Highway 6 way out there, kind of in the middle of nowhere. But, I got pulled over by a state trooper for being in the left-hand lane, and I was like, oh, that's Well, strange. But...
there we go. There's their awareness campaign right mm-hmm. there to do that very thing. And you'll see signs out there that say left lane for passing only.
Yep, yep. Now I know.
and the deal is, of course, we don't have a situation where we have five lanes going in each direction. You know, we don't have the giant freeways that they do in cities.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have a place, you know, there is one location that can cause that problem, and that's if you're coming into town from the south, there's a left exit to go onto Business 6.
Mm-hmm.
And so if people move over into the left-hand lane to be able to get onto Business 6, they're probably going to slow down, and that causes a choke point right there and some aggravation. But we've all been there where there's somebody who's going what they decide will be a safe and prudent speed, even though it's in the left-hand lane.
Mm-hmm.
And as they said, changing lanes is more dangerous than speeding.
Mm-hmm.
Just on Friday, thought I'd say something about
it. Entering the weekend, thank you very much.
Yeah, that's right. So, have you ever been stopped by an officer and the officer touches your taillight as they walk up to the car?
I think so.
Well, do you wonder why that happens?
Why does it?
Aha! Okay, well, as the driver, there are a couple of things going on there. But before cameras were basically installed in the dashboards of most police cars, tapping the taillight was a pretty inconspicuous way for officers to leave behind evidence of an encounter with that vehicle, according to the Law Dictionary.
Hmm.
If something were to happen to the officer during the traffic stop, their interaction with the driver could be traced back to fingerprints that had been left on the vehicle.
Oh.
And this would help the other officers be able to track if something happened to that particular officer. And also, the action was another way to maybe startle or spook drivers who might be deciding that they wanted to hide something, like an illegal substance or a weapon,
right,
by touching the back of the car. Then they look for some sort of incriminating move from the driver.
Interesting.
Again, doesn't happen as much now because they're police.
They got the cameras.
They
now,
got that
yeah.
going on. But that was the reason that they would touch the back of your car. Hello.
Interesting.
Yeah. Why do they put the signs about no passing in the right lane? I'm forgetting what it was now. In the right lane and not in the left lane where the people need to see it.
Well, I don't think they put that many signs on that side of the road. I think that's basically what it is. They put speed limit signs and all the informational signs over on the right-hand side. I understand what you're saying, but I've noticed that as well. Anyway, so there you go. And I'm looking outside right now. The traffic's great. It's quiet right now. It'd be great to be out there driving if you had to be.
Rush minutes haven't happened yet.
That's right.
That's
rush
right.
minutes will be here before you know it. Okay, I have terrible news for you.
Oh, God!
Yeah?
We're going to die! Don't you understand? We're all going to die!
And now what it's going to be is mac and cheese.
No!
The powdered mac and cheese mixes may, in fact, contain toxic chemicals.
What?
And this is Macaroni and Cheese Day that they're telling us this. New York Daily News says that lab tests have revealed that toxic industrial chemicals called phthalates,
yep.
okay, are found in 10 varieties of macaroni and cheese, including 8 out of 9 Kraft macaroni and cheese products.
Oh, no!
These are hormone-disrupting chemicals. Well, that doesn't sound hardly dangerous at all,
nah.
does it? Okay, could cause neurological problems in kids and unborn babies. Out of all 30 cheese products tested, 10 cheese powders, 5 sliced cheeses, and 15 natural cheese samples, 29 of them had these phthalates.
Wow.
Powdered mac and cheese products had the highest amount of all the types of cheese tested. Important to note that these chemicals aren't knowingly added into foods. They are accidental add-ons.
That's very disconcerting.
How does that happen? How do we end up with accidental add-ons?
Where's the FDA on that?
Yeah. For their contact with the material during the actual preparation of the materials and the processing and the packaging. Regulating this infiltration of our food happens by making sure safer food processing and packaging methods are in place. Okay, well, I'm guessing, I don't know when they sampled this. Is it safe to say they've done this in the last year? I hope so. Then if that's the case, then they're saying that this regulation of the infiltration into our food that happens during the process needs to be changed. So they're going to have to go back in and retool the places where they're making Kraft macaroni and cheese? Do you want to see empty store shelves with no Kraft macaroni and cheese?
Yeah, that's...
I'm just saying.
What about like the cheese, like the packet of cheese goo that's not really cheese?
Well, they didn't say cheese goo. They said cheese powder. Cheese powder, okay. And then they said 5 sliced cheeses and then 15 natural cheese samples.
Well, I'm just going to keep eating the cheese goo packets.
Just do that, or you can spread it on. I'm sure you spread it on toast. It'll be just wonderful.
Sure.
And don't forget, again, Sunday is National Ice Cream Day, so to celebrate, McDonald's is giving away stuff that's not ice cream.
Yep.
I don't know why it is that way, but that's what they're doing.
Can't complain.
It's soft serve instead of ice cream, but there you are. Hello.
Yeah, do they really, really want an army of toddlers mothers going against them for pulling the mac and cheese?
Well, no, they don't, and that's, again, I don't know why this is just now being discovered, because they were probably doing this whatever process happens to be for years and years and years. But anyway, maybe you're supposed to check with Kraft and see if this is bad stuff to be giving your kids.
Yeah.
In the meantime.
Woohoo!
Yeah, it's time for the Bulls. We didn't do the Bulls yesterday, and two people got gored. I'm sorry we missed that opportunity. Anyway, this morning, the Mireya Bulls from Seville were back for their 37th time. 16 people getting gored during various runs, but the Mireya Bulls also hold the record for the most injuries, 171 during their 37 runs. However, this morning, it was okay. And the fastest run of the year, as a matter of fact, 2 minutes and 10 seconds, although the Bulls bulldozed through a group of runners in one stretch, trampling some and injuring 6, nobody was gored. So our total now, 35 injured and 7 gored.
That's, wow.
Yeah. It happens at about 4 o'clock in the morning our time. That's the reason we're able to give you that fresh news every day.
Get that update.
As to the gore board and make sure that the numbers are correct for the running of the Bulls in Pamplona.
0 turns are on the way, and we need to move out the ones in stock. Hi, this is David with Kairos Truck Center. If you've been using that old worn-out mower for a while and you've ever wanted to upgrade, now is the time to do it. The zeros are still in effect with 0 down and 0% interest on every zero-turn Cub Cadet, Ferris, and Hustler mower in stock. Cut your mowing time in half with 0 down and 0% interest on all zero-turn mowers at Kairos. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Let's do some weather at 627. Aransas Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Look for a high temperature today, about 96 or so. Heat index may take it up to 102, 104, something like that. And tomorrow, probably that and more. A 40% chance of showers on Saturday. It's up to a 60% chance of rain on Sunday and a 50% chance of rain on Monday. So we'll see if that happens. Right now, the humidity is 90%. We've got fair skies. It's 77.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, a new study is out about another man-made crisis. This time, the threat is mass extinction. Yeah, a handful of scientists say that humans have damaged the Earth's ecosystem so horribly that we are headed for the biggest mass extinction since the dinosaurs were wiped out 66 million years ago. These scientists claim 2 species vanish every year, over 200 in the last century. Of the 177 species of mammals, 40% have experienced a serious drop in population. Now, co-author of the study is the disgraced Stanford professor Paul Ehrlich. He says the asteroid that hit Earth, wiping out the dinosaurs, was not making a choice. But the coming mass extinction is the result of human choice, overpopulation, overconsumption by the rich. Ehrlich complains that wildlife habitats have been plowed under and paved, replaced by buildings and strip malls. Of course, Amazon's going to fix that. Of course, this crisis comes with a deadline. The study gives us only 2 or 3 decades to straighten the problem out, or else we're done. Mass extinction will be so far gone, we won't be able to recover. Let me turn back the hands of time. 1968, that's when a young scientist named Paul Ehrlich wrote The Population Bomb. He predicted the population would double and the Earth would not have the resources to sustain it. So we wiped out 20 years ago by starvation. Except there's more of us here than ever. Population's doubled. Ehrlich is full of it.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
You've heard the old saying, you get what you pay for. Well, it's certainly true for tractors, folks. Some companies think you'll buy a tractor just for the paint color, maybe a phony low price. Mahindra wants you to read the fine print. You'll see that no one has a better warranty than Mahindra's 7-year limited powertrain warranty. Only Mahindra has MCRD engine technology for lower operating costs, better fuel efficiency, and hassle-free maintenance. Mahindra's XTV utility vehicles come standard 25% more legroom and a full 3-year warranty. That's 6 times longer than the other guys. So get your work done, America, with a Mahindra, the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on Earth. Learn about Mahindra's financing and low monthly payments at MahindraUSA.com, the world's number one selling tractor.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangy. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When AMCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-AMCO, or visit online at AMCO.com. AMCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time, no problem. Take three. It's 28 away from 8. The temperature is 78. A check of the Brazos Valley weather follows the news. Presented by Brazos County Bank, customer relationships are what they do best. Steep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. I'm Bill Oliver. College Station City Council last night approved spending an additional $126,000 on two bids. That's to avoid doing business with a person who received court punishment 8 years ago for not conspiring with a city employee to steal hundreds of thousands of dollars by overcharging the city for various services and materials. Rob Niels, the attorney representing Kerry Smith of Texcon General Contractors. Neil says Smith completed his punishment, which included paying $150,000 in restitution and serving 180 days in jail for actions that took place 15 years ago.
If anyone on this body believes in redemption or the ability to someone to grow, change from an occurrence, Mr. Smith is currently that individual.
Blanche Brick made the motions to approve staff recommendations of going with the second lowest bidder.
I'm very, very hopeful that the person involved has learned a very significant lesson.
Julie Schultz, the lone vote against the staff's recommendation.
And I know the people they're awarding it to, and on the other two, I just don't see that there's that big a difference in the companies as far as these other companies have done some things as well that I know about. And I don't want to get into that.
No one on the council opposed an addition to the city's purchasing policy that no business will be done with anyone with felony criminal records. College Station police report a stranger forced his way into an apartment on Harvey Road last night and attacked a resident. After a brief struggle, the victim called 911 and the suspect ran away. Victim was treated at the scene for undisclosed injuries. Suspect information's online at WTAW.com. College Station police using surveillance video tracked down the first of 4 Texas A&M students who were accused of robbing and beating a man last week. Victim who told CSPD he went to North Point Apartments to complete a drug transaction was hospitalized after he was shot in the face with pepper spray and beaten on the head and back with an axe handle and a hammer-like tool. A suburban Houston man remains in the Brazos County Jail following his arrest last week on a child endangerment charge. College Station police responded to a call of a citizen finding an almost 4-year-old boy about a half mile from his home. College Station police report the child was able to give his name. Officers used Facebook to identify the boy's father. Facebook photo of a park that led officers to the apartment where the child lived. According to the arrest report, 2 men who were not family members answered the door. They told officers they had left to spend between 5 and 15 minutes at another apartment. One of the two men who the father said was supposed to take care of the child, 27-year-old Jason Murray, was arrested. A LaGrange man out of the College Station jail after his arrest last weekend for urinating outside the fire station at University in Terre, then driving away. 20-year-old Winston Johnson arrested for driving with an invalid license with prior convictions. According to the arrest report, Johnson's driving record includes six suspensions since May 21st. Texas A&M's Beutel Health Center will reopen this morning at 8 following a natural gas leak yesterday afternoon. Spokesman for Atmos Energy says a contractor hit one of their lines. According to A&M's website, Houston Street was closed about 2 hours and the health center was closed as a precaution. One of three small business owners on Capitol Hill yesterday to testify before a House subcommittee looking at federal tax reform was from the Twin Cities. Rebecca Bainick supports the proposal from Ways and Means Chairman Kevin Brady of the Woodlands, where corporate taxes on small businesses would drop from 49 to 25%. Bainick, who founded Neutral Posture with her mother 29 years ago, also supports repealing the federal estate tax for family-owned businesses.
If I were to die or if my mother were to die, our heirs would be stuck with this huge tax liability that in most cases small businesses have to either shut down or sell the business in order to pay that tax liability.
Bainick says Republicans on the subcommittee asked questions of the small business owners. While Democrats had no questions, she says all members treated them with respect. Current attention over Donald Trump Jr.'s contact with the Russian lawyer has again raised the issue about members of the president's family being involved at the White House. Congressman Bill Forrest on the Infomaniacs yesterday says the children should no longer be working for the president, saying it's not healthy for the president to get advice from their children.
Sometimes allegiance to family can be binding and it may keep you from making the best decisions.
Forrest says the president's cabinet and chief of staff should be doing what Trump's children and son-in-law Jared Kushner are doing. WTAW News Time, 24 minutes from 8. The temperature is 79. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. News brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, president of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. And we were talking, of course, about loan products earlier last time. You mentioned something about that. What are loan products?
So, you know, prior to 2008, there were a lot of different unique loan products that were out there. Some of them really should not have been offered and probably led to some of the issues that we had at the end of 2008, 2009. Yeah. There's some great loan products that are coming back available to folks. So there are some second lien jumbo loan products or products to help avoid a jumbo loan. So for example, if you want to stay on your first lien 424 or below, let's say you're buying a $1.8 million home, you're going to put down $700,000 or $800,000, but you don't want to do a jumbo loan. So your first would be 424. There are second lien products now that actually go up as high as $650,000, and that second lien interest rate is only about 5.25%.
Wow, that's not bad at all.
So lots of options for folks out there, and we're fortunate to have great lenders in the area. So just make sure you talk to someone who will listen to your needs.
All right, and you guys are the experts about the numbers there. Get in touch with them online, zarealestate.com.
I need a pool guy.
The pool guy is the guy. He's taken care of my pool for years.
What's his name?
My guy? The pool guy.
Yeah, but what's his name?
The pool guy.
Does he sell pool toys?
Yep, just go to the pool store in Tower Point Shopping Center.
So let me get this straight. Your pool guy is...
The pool guy.
And he has the pool store with pool cleaning and service guys?
You got it. And he builds new pools and renovates existing pools.
I'd still like to know his name.
It's the pool guy. 575-6200.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best in the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential Zero Turn Mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Hey, good morning. 7:39 at Brazos Valley Weather Forecast, brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
High pressure continues to do its job, keeping sunshine in the forecast, though there is the chance for a stray thunderstorm this afternoon. Temperatures are going to be very close to 95 later today. Maybe a shower thunderstorm through the evening, then partly cloudy overnight, warm, lows near 75. Partial sun tomorrow, we're at risk for a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, a high of 95. Sunday, partly sunny, chance for a shower or thunderstorm, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, yesterday was the final day for SEC Media Days. We'll hear statements from the coaches who took the podium. Meanwhile, Yu Darvish could be on his way out with the Rangers. And Aggie Alex Caruso has inked a deal with the Los Angeles Lakers. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 7:40. So we had mentioned in the first hour, Honeywell, who might make your thermostat, unless you have a Nest.
Do they still?
Honeywell.
I wonder how many of those... Circular rotating thermostats are still around.
Yeah, I don't know. But I've got one that, you know, has punch buttons, and Honeywell makes it too. Anyhow, they determine.
You have electronics in your home?
That's scary, isn't it?
Be still my soul.
I know. Anyhow, so they named New York City as the sweatiest city, and you said, let's call Patrick and find out. So the past infomaniac, gone for about a year. Patrick Zeiner joins us from New York City. How are you, man?
Well, howdy. Good. How are y'all?
We're doing fine. So we got this. It's been about a year. Is that about right? Pretty close?
Yeah, just over. Yeah.
Okay. So you've done your summer, kind of half summer, and the second half of this summer is mm-hmm. going on. So New York is the sweatiest city. Now, here are the parameters that they told us is, first of all, the homes without central air, popularity of public transportation, citywide bike sharing programs, all of these are what they factored into making New York City the sweatiest city in America. So your thoughts?
Well, that's absolutely true. I mean, we've got one window unit to cool about 900 square feet. So we basically leave the bedroom door open and have a fan blow in the cool air. And we have an east-facing window, so at about 5:30 in the morning, that wall starts heating up. So we wake up in a pool of sweat. And then when you commute, subway cars are air-conditioned, but it's not like Texas where you walk 30 seconds across the parking lot to get to your air-conditioned box and drive to another parking lot to walk 30 seconds across the parking lot to get to another air-conditioned box where you do your shopping. You spend probably 15 to 20 minutes when you go anywhere outside. And by the time you get inside, even if you're lucky enough to have central air in that place, they don't have a fan to blow the air around. So it just sits there.
So now, do you live on a ground floor or do you live off the ground?
We're off the ground, second floor.
Okay, so it's not that part's not too bad.
But no. Elevator? Brick building, so it stays pretty cool at night.
Okay, elevator or stairs?
Stairs.
Wow. Okay. So shopping's a commitment. Grocery store shopping is a commitment, right?
You know what? Not for us. We've got one just around the corner. Oh, okay. It's a 24-hour grocery, and we're so lucky.
All right. So how long do you commute?
Mine's about 35 minutes. Nicole's about 45.
And so what's the weather going to be in New York today? Do you have any idea?
I'll tell you what. You chose the wrong day to talk about sweaty because the high today, 71 degrees.
Yeah, see. Yeah. So now are you still working at the One Eye Network? Or are you someplace else?
I am. Now, working over there doing WordPress, web development.
Okay, so he works for CBS now.
Very cool.
Well, so you say that's okay simply because there's element, I guess How many of your neighbors have air conditioners? Does most everybody in your world have an air conditioning unit in their house?
Most everyone does, but I have a coworker about my age from Ukraine. He's a senior developer. He says, window units make you weak. So he doesn't use air conditioning for that guy.
Yeah, he takes his shirt off and rides a horse like Vladimir Putin, too, probably. Yeah,
You're not far off.
Now, so do you still have your cars or you get rid of them?
I don't know. I've sold those to come here. I don't think I even have a driver's license. I'm pretty sure that last.
Well, okay, yeah. It's not different at all. Okay.
All right, man. What's the hardest thing that's been you've had to get used to living in New York for a year?
Well, the people, the tourists especially. You're walking on a sidewalk with 100 people, and one person decides that's the place they're going to stop and try to figure out where in the hell they're trying to go.
Okay, I got you, yeah. And how are those political discussions going?
You know what? I work in an office. Pretty much everyone's right in the middle, you know, not a whole lot of Trump fans, but certainly weren't a whole lot of Hillary fans. So I found myself in pretty good company.
Wow, there's some normalcy there.
It's interesting in New York. Yeah.
Very normal.
Yeah, Patrick Zinert from the big city. Thanks, man. Have a good day.
Thanks, y'all.
All right, see you. Bye. All right. Well, he says it's true.
All right. Very good.
I mean, I was thinking about it last night. I went outside about 10 o'clock. It's 87 degrees. Okay, I have air conditioning in my house.
Yeah.
I'm glad to have that. But I know there are a lot of folks who just don't, and it's. I understand that your internal thermostat changes based on the world that you live in, but, man, it's pretty dang oppressive here. I understand what he's saying about New York being hot, but I don't know that I'm ready to give up that mantle of us being pretty uncomfortable down here sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because let those Yankees come stand down here in our parking lot at 2:30 this afternoon, see how they feel about that.
This is really hot.
Yeah. To win, I just want to go back to the story about the apartment complex at Texas and University Drive. Now, can you go back to that and explain to me again that they used an axe handle? Is that basically right?
Yes.
To attack this person?
They bodied an axe handle.
Okay. And then used other weapons as well. Is that right?
Yes. Some hammer-like tools, what the arrest report indicated.
Okay, right. And it's not like these people aren't students at a major university, right? And from the Houston area, right?
Correct.
I mean, I guess that's
And the guy was able to run out of the apartment and hide in the garage where he was able to call 911.
Wow.
Man. That's one of the newest apartment complexes in town.
Yep.
I know. And I'm not trying to, I'm kind of painting with a broad brush in that there's some parts of town you expect to have that sort of a confrontation. At that complex, I wouldn't have thought that would happen.
Nope.
But
it did.
Hello.
Hey, I have all those sweaty people. I wonder if more of them smell like wet dogs or mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise?
Why are you wondering that?
So they've made all the arrests, is that correct?
Correct, and two of them have already bonded out.
Okay. Mm. Again, we know that kind of stuff happens. I just didn't really think it was going to be happening in that part of town.
So many other things going on this week, I will apologize for stacking what amounts to 5 minutes of arrest reports.
Yeah,
just kind of been spreading this out for those of you who have listened since the start this morning. You're going to catch them all.
Yeah.
It's going to be an awfully long web story once I get through producing that.
Wow. Yeah.
Look for
it's
that
like
later.
11 arrests.
All right. There we are. It's summertime.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Are you tired of shaving, waxing, and plucking? Then it's time to ask Childs Dermatology about permanent hair reduction with laser hair removal. Not all hair removal lasers are created equal. Childs Dermatology uses the most advanced, elite MPX laser, clinically proven to target and destroy hair growth cells without harming surrounding skin. So forget the hassle of razors and tweezers. Call Childs Dermatology for laser hair removal with the elite MPX laser. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Watch out, parents. Your children might be getting sucked into the fatigue whirlpool. And that's what researchers call the downward spiral of poor sleep and poor behavior that disrupts a lot of households. You'll know you're in danger if your kids' schedules are so jam-packed that they fall into bed exhausted at the end of the day, then barely drag themselves out of bed for school the next morning. Fatigue sets in, and their attitude begins to spiral. Once that happens, you're in the fatigue whirlpool, where lack of sleep and poor behavior feed off of each other. The solution is to adjust your kids' schedule and to help them get more sleep. Experts say that kids need 9 to 10 hours of sleep to be at their best, and that might not be possible every night, but when kids are well rested, they'll think more clearly and feel more engaged. After you read to your children by lamplight, a lights-out policy at bedtime can help your children fall asleep faster. Light exposure suppresses melatonin, the hormone that helps you sleep. So turn off the lights, the television, make sure all the electronic gadgets are down in the kitchen recharging. And if you have little ones, a nightlight is okay, but the darker the room, the better. Children often don't have the ability to control their own schedule, so help your kids get more sleep and escape the fatigue whirlpool before it starts to spin. To help your children thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs or DWIs. Are you a DUI offender? If so, Serenity Car Insurance can help. By now, you know all too well that SR-22 or FR-44 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR-22 and FR-44 auto insurance for drivers with alcohol-related offenses. We know that mistakes happen and take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-986-0694. Stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our licensed experts are ready for your call at 800-986-0694. The quote is free and we'll even handle the filing so you can start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-986-0694. 800-986-0694.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:52. Well, yesterday marked the final chapter in this year's SEC Media Days. First to the podium was Auburn head man Gus Malzahn, who was asked who his starting quarterback would be on September 2nd.
Well, every year is different. Every quarterback's different. Jarrett, he came from another program. He was very successful. But like I said, Jarrett's got to win the job. You know, and Sean White is a good quarterback in his own right.
Jarrett is a Stephenville, Texas native. Jarrett Stidham played 10 games for Baylor in 2015. As a freshman with the Bears, he completed 75 of 109 passes. Pass attempts for over 1,200 yards and 12 touchdowns to go along with just two interceptions. Also taking a turn with the media yesterday were South Carolina head coach Will Muschamp and Ole Miss's Hugh Freeze. Freeze's program has been under intense scrutiny by the NCAA over the past few years, and a recent lawsuit filed by former coach Houston Nutt didn't help much.
I don't think it's something that that our kids are going to give a lot of thought to, really. The intent to which it came from, you'd have to ask Houston and his team that. I've said today, you know, obviously I can't comment on it. I have my opinions on it for sure. Wish I could share them, but can't. And thought the timing was questionable.
Nutt, who coached at Ole Miss from 2008 to 2011, filed a civil lawsuit against the university and its athletic foundation alleging a breach of contract because of statements he says school officials made during an ongoing NCAA investigation. The lawsuit alleges Freeze and other school officials created a false narrative in an effort to place primary blame on Nutt for the NCAA investigation instead of Freeze. Ole Miss has been under investigation by the NCAA for nearly 5 years. In the TCL, the Brazos Valley Bombers had the night off and have the night off again tonight, but return to Neutral Bowl tomorrow for a two-game series with the Texarkana Twins. Both games start at 7:05 p.m. with pregame at 6:45, and you can catch all the action on Willie 1550. Meanwhile, in Major League Baseball, the All-Star break comes to an end for the Astros and the Rangers tonight. The Astros stay at home as they welcome the Twins to Minute Maid. First pitch for that one scheduled for 7:10 p.m., while the Rangers head to Kansas City to take on the Royals. First pitch is scheduled for 7:15 p.m., and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Speaking of the Rangers, Yu Darvish could be going into his final stretch with Texas. The right-hander from Japan can become a free agent after this season. The 30-year-old is in line for a huge payday. In the NBA, the Los Angeles Lakers have signed Summer League standout and fighting Texas Aggie Alex Caruso to a two-way contract. Caruso spent last season with Oklahoma City's G League affiliate after going undrafted out of Texas A&M. After joining the Lakers for Summer League play, the guard cemented his impressive performance Monday by getting 18 points and 9 assists against Sacramento. Meanwhile, a person with knowledge of the situation says the New York Knicks and Houston Rockets are still talking about a trade involving Carmelo Anthony, but that no deal is imminent. The person says Anthony has told the Knicks he would accept a move to the Rockets, but the teams are still trying to find a trade that works for both sides. And at Wimbledon, Venus Williams will be going for her sixth title this weekend. She'll play Garbina Muguruza at the All England Club on Saturday. Williams improved to 9-1 in the Wimbledon semifinals with a win over Joanna Konta, who was hoping to become the first British woman to reach the final since Virginia Wade won it in 1977. It'll be the second trip to the Wimbledon final for Muguruza. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, sir. Time for the deal of the day from Team Ford of Navasota. Today it's a 2016 Chevrolet Cruze Limited. Turbocharged Ecotec, 37,000 miles for just $13,890. Get that turbocharged 2016 Cruze again for $13,890 from Team Ford of Navasota. They also have a customizing shop where you can get pretty much anything done to your pickup truck that you want at Texas Custom Outfitters. To see it all, find them online at teamofnavasota.com or make the short trip south to Navasota. They're on Highway 6 right there next to Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. Again, that's Team Ford of Navasota.
You know, there's no doubt it's going to be warm this weekend because it's Texas and it's July, but the folks at Peach Creek Vineyards invite you to come out to their little piece of paradise south of town, just past the racetrack out there. Nestled away in a quiet part of the county, you can go out there and enjoy the different wine selections they have, reds and whites and rosés, and they have some specialty wines that are available all the time. They even have pecan oil for cooking. That's kind of neat. Pick some of that up when I was out there last week. But they have the Pavilion, which is a great venue that you can rent for private parties or showers or graduations. And they have an area right there where food can be prepared. If you want to have it catered, they can handle that for you at Peach Creek Vineyards. Or if you want to bring your own food, you can do that, because the idea is to go out in the country and enjoy yourself at Peach Creek Vineyards. Now, if it's too warm for you to want to be outside, that's fine. They've got a tasting room that's got plenty of room for you to sit down in air-conditioned comfort and try out some of the wines that they have for you. Something new and different, on Wednesdays, they have a game night with board games and yard games at Peach Creek Vineyards for you to enjoy that. As far as their hours this weekend, today they're open from 1 until 5, tomorrow noon to 6, and Sunday from 1 until 5. So get some friends together and head out. Find out some more information. You can do that at peachcreekvineyards.com.
Howdy, I'm Tony Atkins.
And my name is Keith Lane, fighting Texas Aggie Class of 2005.
We're blessed to be Texans and blessed to serve our community as a Texas brand business, Rollo Insurance.
In our line of work, we see it all. Faceless corporations spend billions of dollars trying to commoditize what is very simply a people-centric business. This is where Rollo Insurance is different.
Commercial, farm and ranch, life and health, or home and auto, at Rollo Insurance, come experience what others already know. The difference is real.
Contact Rollo Insurance today at RolloInsurance.com.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-through and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Hey, that's 2 minutes till 8 o'clock, News Talk 1620 WTAW. So, if you're an older person, you might have remembered this TV show.
As always, should you or any of your IM force be caught or killed, the secretary will disavow any knowledge of your actions.
Before Tom Cruise.
This recording will self-destruct in 5 seconds. Good luck, Jim.
Now, the Mission Impossible TV series invented the term self-destruct, With yes, with their famous mission instruction, self-destruct in 5 seconds.
That's cool.
Longest winning streak of any professional sports team in history was a squash player, was a squash player from Pakistan. He won 555 consecutive matches.
Wow.
In squash. Okay. Did you know that there is a thin epoxy shield inside your can of soda?
No.
Why, you ask?
Why?
Otherwise, the soda would basically erode the can in 3 days.
That makes sense, yeah.
Well, if it can clean out your toilets.
Yeah, I guess so. True, if you haven't seen that, that's a neat little life hack out
and
there.
And we're drinking it.
George Lucas's original title for Star Wars was The Journal of the Wills. W-H-I-L-L-S. Love spelling on the radio. Then he changed it to Adventures of the Star Killer, which I kind of like.
Yeah, because his name was going to be Luke Starkiller, yeah. Not Luke Skywalker.
So, anyhow, fortunately, they shortened it and we got that. And then today's kind of interesting thought. If you're over 45, the population of the world has doubled in your lifetime.
Wow.
Okay. Oh, we should have asked Patrick about this. Maybe he didn't know about it. New York City is spending $32 million on a new campaign to kill rats. And this time it'll really work,
I'm sure.
Everything they did before wasn't quite up to snuff. This one is. Mm-hmm. Let's check some weather for you. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. 96 for a high today. Heat index will be 103, 104, something like that. Same thing for the temps tomorrow, but a 40% chance of rain, 60% on Sunday. It's 79 right now at 8 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.